Hello, I'm Carlotta Rubello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Right in the heart of the Finnish capital lies one of its most distinctive landmarks, the Helsinki Central Railway Station. With 200,000 passengers a day, it is Finland's most visited building. But its significance for the Nordic nation lies in much more than just how many people travel through its doors. Here, Monocle's Marcus Hippie explores the history and stories to this station, one of the most beloved in Finland.
Helsinki is the city I feel most familiar with in my home country, Finland, and if I was to choose a building that means the most to me, and undoubtedly to many other people, it would have to be the Helsinki Central Railway Station. For 99 years, this building has stood in the heart of Helsinki. Four massive granite statues flank the entrance to the station, and the tall clock tower is one of the most photographed sites in the city. But in my opinion, the most exciting aspects of this building connect to the place it has in people's lives and in Finnish history. 200,000 passengers travel through the station every day. You can only imagine all the hellos and goodbyes. From the years of the Second World War, when soldiers would take trains from here to the battlefronts, to the modern day, when a new train line brings passengers here from the city's main airport, or by the fast train to Moscow and St. Petersburg, an example of how two countries, once in a bitter war with each other, can create something for the common good. In a way, this station has had a role in bringing Finland together, at least on the same time zone. Before the era of railways, all Finnish towns and cities would follow their own local times. But when railways connected them to each other, clocks had to be synchronized nationwide. What would have been the point of timetables otherwise? This station has been a focal point in the Finnish history books when it has welcomed Soviet or Russian presidents who have arrived to the country by rail. Or in 1940 when Finnish President Kyösti Kallio collapsed and died of a heart attack when he was about to board a train, having just resigned from his post. Considering how many state leaders have travelled through this station, it's not a wonder that the building has a secret section not everyone knows of. A special VIP lounge for the President of Finland and their guests. As you might imagine, the space is not open for public, but the beautiful smaller entrance to the presidential section from outside the station raises the curiosity of passers-by. Today, the Helsinki Central Station is in a state of change. Valtion Rautatiet, the company that runs the country's railway system, has moved elsewhere, releasing thousands of square meters of free office space right in the heart of the city. A new hotel is going to open at the premises, and the big question is how you combine the history and the architectural legacy of the building with potentially hundreds of hotel rooms. And this is not the only controversy. A couple of years ago, one of the most beautiful restaurant spaces at the station was handed over to a fast food chain, something that many still find disrespectful of the building. Next year it will have been 100 years since the opening of this station was celebrated. The city around the building has changed drastically, but I hope the station itself will remain as it is and unruined, at least for another 100 years.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Marcus Hippie for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Rubello, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.